Well, once a month, bravo to Fran Lamb, because I let her do all the work on Bravo Brazos Valley, its heritage highlights. And here's our friend Fran Lamb.
In October of 1903, a Gulf and Interstate Railway passenger train from Beaumont pulled into Port Bolivar slightly more than 3 years behind schedule. How could a train be that late, you may be asking? Well, the Galveston Hurricane of 1900 destroyed the GNI's tracks and trapped a GNI train on the tracks near Port Bolivar during the storm. It took 3 years for the company to finance and complete the repairs. The GNI had been chartered in 1894 and acquired in 1898 by a company interested in developing a new port on the Upper Texas coast. In conjunction with its plan, the Santa Fe Railway organized a Santa Fe Dock and Channel Company to build docks and rail arteries to Port Bolivar. The GNI was to be built with convict labor and financed with property taxes. After completion, the taxed revenues were to support operation, making fares low or perhaps non-existent. Each local government would own and operate its portion of the railroad and appoint members to a council for its supervision. Sounds like a great idea, except when you factor in political rivalries. In 1898, many spoke of Port Bolivar becoming a Brooklyn to Galveston's New York. It could be an alternative to the outdated and crowded wharfs on Galveston Island. But before ground could be broken for the new port, Mother Nature reared her ugly head and a massive hurricane struck. On the morning of September 8th of 1900, the passenger train from Beaumont stood in a foot of water. Some passengers took shelter in the Point Bolivar Lighthouse, but most stayed aboard the train as it began backing up towards Beaumont. The train got 11 miles before the tracks vanished beneath its wheels. The storm was a terrible disaster, destroying much of the city of Galveston and surrounding areas. Another hurricane struck in August of 1915. 20 miles of track were washed away and more damage occurred. After several months, the line reopened, but some of the wharfage was never repaired, and Port Bolivar began to fade. Bowing to the force of weather and how weather greatly affected commerce in the early 1900s sounds like a recurring theme, doesn't it? I'm Fran Lamb, and this has been another episode of Heritage Highlights. For information about Heritage Highlights or to listen to previous episodes, visit our new website at heritagehighlights.org.
Thank you, Fran Lamb, as always, for more great history of the Brazos Valley. I'm Tom Turbeville. That's Bravo Brazos Valley. Brought to you by Coldwell Banker. Agtown Realtors voted the best in the Brazos Valley in 2015.